This is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network. Joining me today is Ramsey personality, Dr. John Deloney. Nico and Alexis are with us. Hey, guys, how are you? Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Dave. Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Good to have you guys. Where do you live?
We live in Atlanta, Georgia.
All right. Well, welcome to Nashville. How much debt did you pay off?
We paid off $460,000.
Holy!
What?
How long did this take?
It took us 47 months.
All right. And your range of income during that time?
What?
We went from about $200,000 to $300,000.
Good Lord. What do you guys do for a living?
Yeah, Dave, plug your ears. What are y'all doing? And are you hiring?
Well, I'm a general dentist.
And I work in cybersecurity.
Oh, wow. I guess you do. Okay.
You're crushing it. Wow. Congratulations.
Ding, ding, ding. So what kind of debt was the $460,000?
So it was credit cards, student loans, and two cars.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Big student loans.
Huge student loans.
Who had the big student loans?
You.
The dentist.
The dentist.
Yes. Yeah. The dentist.
200 or 300,000.
Yep, right around that. Yep.
Yeah. And wow. How old are you guys?
I'm 33.
I'm 32.
A 32-year-old debt-free dentist. You know what that is? That's a unicorn. It doesn't exist.
I know.
You're so weird.
That's Thank
awesome.
You.
You are Thank awesome. You. Weird. I love it. Okay. How long y'all been married?
Well, we got married February 2018, so we're going on four years.
Okay. So you start on this immediately.
Yeah.
Right away.
Get married, get out of dental school maybe?
Yes.
At the same time and game on?
Yes.
Okay. So what made you know to do this? I mean, how'd you get connected to Ramsey? Because you guys, I mean, you didn't just start. You went boom.
Yeah. So it started with me. I think I was going to get my master's program, and I was taking out more loans and then paying back my old loans. And she told me, she said, that's dumb. Just stop doing that.
You look like a dog chasing his tail.
And so it clicked for me at that point that I said, you know what? Why not just get all of my student, my master program done? Then we're just going to get focused on the old loans. Then we just decided to get married, went to the courthouse and said, we're not having a wedding. So we say we planned $25,000 wedding. Scratch that.
Whoa.
Because it's too much debt. So that jump started our whole life right there. It was just that big decision right there, I think, changed our life.
And okay,
Wait a minute. Your whole life you dream of having a wedding as a little girl. Guys don't give a rip. Guys go, oh, no wedding. But girls, I mean, it's like since you were playing dolls with little Barbies, you know, and then you just had no wedding. How'd that feel?
Well, it was worth the sacrifice. But like you said, I had my wedding cake planned out before I even knew Nico. So I knew what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to have a wedding.
That was hard.
It was hard. But it was so worth it. Like, because we know that when we are debt free and all the money that we have is ours, we can plan a 5-year celebration or a 10-year celebration if we want to. But it was really our commitment together.
I wish we had known this. We should have wheeled in a wedding cake like right now in front of them. You should, because that's what you need to do. You need to go home and buy a wedding
cake. She's a dentist. She wouldn't have eaten it.
I eat sweets.
Those cakes are pure sugar.
That's exactly right.
They're not good for you. Yeah. Oh my gosh. That is a hard thing to do, to walk away from something that you've thought about like that in order to hit a larger goal. But you get married, you're game on, right?
Yeah, definitely. But you had came and spoke at our church in Atlanta, at Elizabeth Baptist.
Oh yeah.
Dr. Craig Oliver.
Yeah, I love him. He is awesome. He's become a good friend.
Yeah, that was the first time we had like seen you in person, and it was just so inspiring to hear your talk. So that kind of lit the fire under us to get started.
Yeah. Man, that is so stinking cool. Way to go, man. And that was about that long ago.
Yeah.
It was about 4 years ago or five. Right. Time gets away in a heart. Feel like it was yesterday, but it wasn't.
Who had the first hard conversation with who? The one that said, what if we just skipped the wedding? And what if we sold one of these cars? And what if...
Well, I think I kind of played it. I said, we can do the wedding, but it's going to take us longer to pay off the debt. And we ended up buying a house. So I told her the house was going to have to wait. So it was kind of, I guess she kind of said, let's get the house and let's go ahead and start paying off the debt and I'll get the wedding later.
But so I did get the ring that I wanted. Okay. So that was another compromise.
That's
it was like, you know, you get to have the ring that you want.
This is a fair trade for $25,000.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
There ought to be a little negotiation in
that. Absolutely.
I'm so proud of y'all.
Y'all are incredible.
You. Yeah, you're a rock star. I mean, you're making $300,000 at 30 years old. You don't have any payments.
Right.
No debt. Mm-hmm. You're just whacked. This is so cool. Very, very neat. What a power couple. Very cool. All right. Now, you heard me do the talk 4 years ago. You got fired up and you went and did this. People that are just joining in for the very first time today have no idea what you and I are talking about. Mm-hmm. What do you tell someone the secret to paying off $460,000 worth of debt in 47 months is?
I think it's all about having a plan and just staying focused. It's so easy to get distracted. It's, you know, you can get into real estate. You can try to do crypto. So our key was, let's just focus on one thing and then we'll worry about everything later. And I think that just kind of helped us stay focused and not get distracted too much.
You know, there is a lot of get rich quick out there right now.
Right.
And to be the tortoise instead of the hare is really hard right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And but you guys took a wise route because now you have control of not crypto or real estate, but your most powerful wealth building tool with the highest, based on our data, the highest indicator of becoming wealthy, which is of gotten rid of $460,000 worth of debt.
Yeah.
You're beautiful, man.
You know what else
I
you got that all the Bitcoin chasers don't have? Peace.
Money.
Oh, yeah.
You have money.
You can sleep at night.
Actual money.
You have real money that you can hold and touch and see. It's because it's yours.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely.
It's incredible.
This is absolutely fabulous.
Have you had your first dentist paycheck that just deposited and you had no payments?
Just this past Friday. I got my first one. So
Merry Christmas!
You just looked at it. You're like, what do we do with this?
Merry Christmas!
Yes. I had my first one and I was like, I can't believe that student loan payment is not coming out this month.
Where's all this money, man? Where's all this money been? We were giving it all to them.
We absolutely were.
Gave Sally Mae her eviction notice.
Absolutely.
If you're listening to this, go watch this on YouTube. When I just mentioned that, y'all smiled so big, ear to ear, man.
Yeah, because we're planning a trip. So next year, we're
going
to
take it. Where are you
going? Right now, it's Dubai.
We're
thinking about taking it this time next year. So
go big or go home.
Yeah. I'm telling
Absolutely.
You, man.
Right.
And hey, Nico, you're the most smiley web security guy I've ever met in my life. This is freedom I'm looking at, man. It's incredible.
Yeah. Yep.
Congratulations.
Dentists are supposed to be smiley.
That's part of the gig, right?
Yeah. All right. Who was your biggest cheerleader outside the two of you?
Well, we have a ton of friends and family who've been there for us. What comes on top of my head, my hygienist, Norma, she is someone who has been my biggest cheerleader. She's doing her debt-free journey now. She is on her last student loan payment herself. And it just, the time aligned that we were both done at the same time as well. So I would say Miss Norma, my hygienist.
Yeah, and I would say two of my best friends, they call me all the time, cheer me on, and they're in their journey now, too. So it just helps having people to relate to.
Cool. Well, a whole bunch of folks at your church went through financial peace at the time when I was down there. I know that.
Yeah.
So with Dr. Oliver, that's pretty impressive. Cool, guys. Very cool. We got a copy of Baby Steps Millionaires for you because you're going to be Baby Steps Millionaires before you know it with a $300,000 income and no payments. Wow. It doesn't take long, baby.
Yeah, you're talking like Wednesday.
like next Wednesday when we get back from Dubai.
Yes.
Game on. And a copy of Total Money Makeover for you to give away, because as you're talking about your journey, somebody out there will be going, what? And you can pay it forward and kind of give them their little wake-up call. And man, I am so honored that I got to be there at your church, and now I get to meet somebody 4 years later, and this is where you are.
Yeah.
That's thrilling to me. That's worth the trip to Atlanta right there just for that. And very, very cool. Good stuff. Nico and Alexis, Atlanta, Georgia, paid off $460 in 47 months, making $200 to $300. Count it down. Let's hear a debt-free scream.
Three, two, one.
We're debt-free!
Yeah! Woo-hoo! Woo! Look at that, man. Touchdown! Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.